On March 9th, on Tuesday, we have a really powerful leadership code activated between the number 9, which is leadership from the heart, and the number 17, which is the immortality number, reducing to 8, which is visionary leadership. And not only that, we have a repeat of a day where we experience the number 8 in a doubling up capacity. We experienced that on March 8th, which also activated March's 8 universal month. And today, with the 17 universal date, which reduces to 8, we have another double 8. So this week of March 8th and 9th really starts off with a bang and gives you a lot of manifestation energy. It gives you the ability to focus on financial flow, manifesting abundance. Also, because of the 9 today, releasing bygones so that you can see the miracles, activate the miracles. You're being invited today to really step up as a leader and a leader of loving authority. So this heart-centered empowerment allows you to accomplish incredible feats. Your progress is assured when you fearlessly and lovingly engage with each of your tasks and all your conversations. So the whole day is literally about the courage to lead with compassion. And if needed, because it is a 9 day, you may want to take a nap or take extra time to rest. And in the heavens, the moon sextiles Chiron and trines Mars. So with Chiron, this is again the healing through love and compassion, to allow your heart to feel tender, to be vulnerable, to be sensitive, and to share nurturing, to share love with others. You really feel the vibration of people around you today. Moon trine Mars gives you energy and ties in with the numerology code. There's a very strong sense of emotional direction and focus. Your instincts are strong. You feel fired up, passionate, enthusiastic, and you need to act on those instincts. If you feel a little impulsive, then just guard against overreacting. But this is definitely a day of success and yearning for independence. And even the moon sextile Chiron does tie into the numerology code because of the number 9. 9 is unconditional love in numerology, and Chiron is healing through love. So a really beautiful combination today. On Wednesday, the 10th of March, we have the number 10 and 9, again, 2 leadership numbers, coupled with the number 8, which is the 3rd leadership number. March is 8 universal month, the 10th of March, and 9 universal date. So this is a code of abundance, love, manifestation, new beginnings, and it continues the incredible week that we have unfolding before us now, where these shifts and changes, the ability to manifest and see instant results because of the number 10 being instant manifestation, love and light, seeing how you can implement your vision in a brand new way, and understanding that when you manifest with love, it yields beautiful opportunities. So the seeds you sow today will leave a long-term impact. The sun conjuncts Neptune, which is beautiful. Neptune is in touch with timelessness. So when Neptune conjuncts our star, which obviously Neptune and the sun are in Pisces, which is the sign that Neptune rules, when Neptune conjuncts our star, the imagination is so vivid. It goes into extra galactic dimensions, and you're just incredibly receptive, you're impressionable, and your enthusiasm is on a high. So that allows your empathy to be expansive. And so you want to make sure you set boundaries today, because, you know, your heart just goes out to others, and you, even though you feel this sense of creativity, there is always a need to be protected as well. So it's a great day to explore the esoteric arts and sciences like astrology and numerology, and just engage in spiritual pursuits. On the 11th of March, on Thursday, we have a code filled with ones. The whole date adds up to 10, the instant manifestation number. And of course, 11 and 10 10 reducing to 1, just a huge 11 portal opening to manifesting inspirational new beginnings. There's tremendous innovation. You can immerse yourself in inspiring, inventive activities and step into that 11 gateway, step through the 11 gateway into present moment of awareness, where you are in total control of your life, can lead with integrity, are inspired by love and light. So this is a beautiful day to bring the practical and spiritual into harmony. And 11 is a number of the teacher, not just the ability to intuit, but to intuit and then teach what you learn with a lot of dignity. So this allows you to be in touch with life as a miracle and to manifest more miracles. And so today you'll really feel the extent of your God-given gifts. The moon conjuncts Mercury, and that really stimulates your intelligence, your intellect, your heart and mind are synchronized. It's a wonderful day for negotiations, and all aspects of writing and communication are enhanced. Friday, the 12th of March, adds up to the number 11. And so we have, again, a double 3, because 12 reduces to 3. March is the third month. So very, very creative day. But 12 is also about learning, being the student, always being in a place of self-growth, self-awareness, self-understanding. And of course, 11 is the portal of present moment awareness and intuition. So 11 is called the psychic master. It is a master number. So today you're learning how to open up to spirit. And not that you don't do that already, but there may be opportunities to just give you even more sense of how immediate you can make this connection to the divine part of your life. So you want to take some time to yourself, maybe read a good book or listen to music. 12 invites you to dive into a subject, enhance your knowledge, enhance your wisdom. And learning when you're relaxed, of course, allows you to integrate the material and the wisdom and bring your vibration into balance much more than if it's a rushed experience, right? Just glancing at things on the surface. So this is a day to really dive more deeply and understand that communicating from the heart is very important. And also that mediation and diplomacy, because of the number 11, are facilitated today. And they're facilitated even more through humor, through laughter, and through the imagination and intense listening. So create, play, rest, rejuvenate, connect, and enjoy this beautiful Friday. So in the heavens, we have the moon sextile Uranus, which ties in so well with the number 11. The moon is very sensitive, and Uranus is all about the understanding of inspiration to move you forward and take risks and trust the downloads that you're getting. So you're opening up to your inner genius, and this radically allows your perspective to shift into a place of non-attachment, which is exactly what we want. We don't want to be in a place where we're attached to an outcome that's coming up in the future, or attached to a memory that's keeping us stuck in a pattern and not in present moment awareness. So Uranus always brings these little shaking up moments, right? Little earthquake moments that are just meant to dust you off, basically, dust you off of the past, right? Take a duster and take the past away and clean up and invite opportunities that are brand new into your life without knowing where they're going. So your inventiveness and curiosity bring a lot of insights and answers now, and Uranus then helps you suddenly uncover a critical missing link that you may not have seen that connects the dots for you. You're open to sharing your feelings with others, and it's just a great time to release habits and old paradigms that you already knew were not working for you, and now can consciously replace them with newfound wisdom and enthusiasm to act on that wisdom. On Saturday, the 13th of March, we have a code that adds up to 12, the number of the student, and 13 is the number of transformation. So this brings a lot of opportunity to change and allow creativity and happiness to birth in whatever it is you're doing inside your soul. So your transformation is enhanced through the creative process and using your imagination in however way you would like to do that. So today you learn, because of the number 12, you learn to embrace the nature of constant change, which is the number 13. Life, death, rebirth, the natural cycle of life, right? Being both methodical and organized. And so here's the thing. It is the new moon, the sixth of six new moons at 23 degrees, this time in Pisces, the final sign. So a wonderful way to end these six consecutive new moons, three at the end of 2020, three at the onset of 2021, and the final one being in the final sign of Pisces. So it truly is a celebration of freedom. 23 is the royal star, the lion number. And of course, I covered the new moon in Pisces in part one, so have a listen to that. Just a reminder, the moon is conjunct Neptune, sun and moon both conjunct to Neptune, which is the ruling planet of Pisces, so the ruler of the actual moon itself. And so that makes it even more potent. And then there is a conjunction with Venus as well, which is absolutely beautiful because it infuses love. And when Venus and Neptune come together, which they are with the sun and moon, the stellium is all about music and beauty and just being very much in a place of relaxation. So this is a wonderful time for that. We still have the Saturn square Uranus activated at this time. It is dissipating, but it is still strong. This is the transit of the year, so you will feel it. And of course, this is about releasing the past and embracing the new. And often this happens through the unexpected, so that you really set yourself free from old belief systems, old patterns, old habits, old, you know, thought flows of thoughts that keep you stuck in a sort of a hamster wheel kind of existence. So this is going on all year and is exciting because it allows you to take more risks as well. Because as you know, 2021 is also a five universal year, which is the same thing. It's talking about basically the freedom of movement and the joy that comes when you can express yourself without any kind of feeling of being held back in any way, suppressed in any way. And then we also have Saturn sextile Chiron, which helps the security of pursuing a healing, loving life. You feel secure in doing that, being true to your are at soul level, which is also very, very beautiful. And then we come to the 14th of March, which is a Sunday, and we have today a code of the number 13, which is the universal date. So there is still this very changeable energy. 14 reduces to 5. Again, about movement and quick decisions, the unexpected, taking risks. And 13 is about transformation, life, death, rebirth. So, you know, sudden shifts. So there is this sense of course correcting, being adventurous, being flexible, and an exciting day for sharing your message and productive change as well. And the moon is conjunct Chiron today, and sextile Mars, so there's a deepening of love, of passion, of healing, of sensitivity, of instinctual awareness, of being fired up, enthusiastic, and yearning for independence. On the 15th, on Monday, we have the beautiful spiritual alchemist number, the number of creating magic through joy and love, merged with the number 14, which is the messenger, the media number. The ancients described the number 14 as the number of the scribe. So inner spiritual alchemy merges with the scribe, with the messenger. So this is this first day of the week. for, or I should say, first work day of the week, is allowing you to really express something very, very magical, very uplifting. You're in touch with spirit, and you're literally outdoing yourself in terms of your exhilaration and your ability to go wherever you need to go to express that message. So this is a beautiful time, again, to share a message, to wake up and just make a change and know that there's no such thing as a mistake. So don't punish yourself. If you're growing and learning, expanding your wisdom, you will just have to experiment and see how it goes, right? That's just what life is about. So today the moon sextiles Jupiter, which means you feel awesome, you feel fulfilled, you feel grateful, you feel abundant, you feel happy, and that allows that disposition itself allows many advantages and gifts to come your way. This transit favors negotiations. You just feel recognized at soul level, and that allows help to come your way, right? There's kindness that comes your way too, because you feel you are recognizing those very qualities within yourself. So that opens up your life to miracles and is very favorable also for negotiations. Then on the 16th, on Tuesday, we have a code that adds up to 15. So the number 16 and 15, 15, of course, being the spiritual alchemist, 16 being the number of inspiration, and in this case, really almost like an urgent inspiration that will help you. It's like a preventative against a sudden event that you're seemingly unprepared for. You will absolutely intuit exactly what to do. And so this power of intuition and alchemy is very strong, because it gives you this incredible self-awareness and the backdrop of joy and understanding that you can heal and uplift through joy and through love. And that infuses your day. And then when you are using your intuition, the inspiration is quite astounding. So the other thing about today, it is activates the 678 code again, just like on March 7th. And that helps you to nurture your body, mind, heart, and soul. And a big suggestion with any day that reduces to 7, like the number 16, is to spend time in nature. And to understand that even romance is enhanced when you take time out for yourself and get in touch with the spiritual. The sun is sextile Pluto today, and that helps you strive for success. That's very natural. You're ready to take the lead. You can work through challenging projects more easily. Your impact and influence are really great today. You feel more assertive, more confident. You are determined to reach your goals. You feel attracted. You feel magnetic. You exude a mystery. And so, again, a wonderful day to dive into mysterious subjects and get more clarity about whatever it is you want to, the profound nature of truth and wisdom is really helped anytime Pluto is merged with the sun.